Hello, everyone, on this beautiful day of September the 9th. Oh, we're starting, we have the lovely warmth of summer still with us, but little signs of autumn appearing. And it's a very refreshing season. I'm sure those of you in the southern hemisphere are also having a wonderful time of expecting spring to be on its way. So whatever the seasons, I know they're wonderful. I certainly have been having some pleasurable moments in the last few weeks because I'm painting the suite for my mother's garden. Many of you who've been on our online calls know how important that was in my life, and I'm painting all the seasons of the garden to create the garden suite, and wanting to have that whole series finished by the time of our blessing conference in November so that I can unveil the paintings for those who are coming. So I have just been celebrating early spring, and of course my comment to those of you in the way deep south down in the southern hemisphere expecting early spring, well, that's what I've just been painting and just completed. And it was just a lovely experience of walking through that season. And now, in honor of the fall, I'll begin the autumn season in the garden. I just love actually honoring the seasons because they relate to the seasons of our life. And we all do go through these seasons, as those of you who took one of our very, very recent The Heart of Your Being webinars. I do want to announce that we have opened our webinar From Change to Transformation now so that those of you who wish to take it in an archived form can do so. And we have a new webinar that is going to be the most practical, roll your sleeves up and make it happen, joyful, love life and wonderful life kind of seminar, creating the life you want. And, you know, there's so many success seminars out there that teach you how to be successful in business or relationships or many other things. And we get to the point where we find, well, you know, that did work. I'm successful, but I still don't have the life I want. That's a whole subject unto itself that I realized in a deep communion with Yeshua just a few weeks ago. And I thought, you know, I don't think anybody has really been simple enough or bold enough to take that subject on directly. Because let's face it, all the other points of success are fleeting and not very satisfying if they don't also give us the life we want. And it's amazing how little of the ordinary levels of success we require if we have the life we want. I've seen people who were just, not too many measures above the poverty level, but they had health, they had happiness, they had their family, they had their work, and they really did have the life they want. And, you know, I think that we have so segmentalized our points of success and so obsessed on them, we've forgotten that we've got to have a true foundation on which all of these little points of success exist. And I'm now to where I look at the points of success being like waves on the ocean. They rise and they fall. And what was a point of success for us in our teens or 20s or 30s, we might look back on it with pleasure, but it would be silly for us to even want to engage in that right now. We may be 65 and going snow skiing is just not the thing we want to do. We want something else now. You know, we have different values and different priorities at each point in our life. And yet, there's an underlayment to it, which comes from the very incarnation of the soul. The soul that gives the life to the body and the purpose to the body and embraces our life with meaning and with a sense of joy and a sense of purpose and is the love that we are. which drives us into the appropriate relationships and away from the inappropriate ones. And that gives us our certainty and gives us the courage to live in faith. These are the things that really give us the life that we want. And from that foundation, then we can have all the other points of success, enjoying them in the moment and letting them go when their time has passed. So that's what we're going to be looking at in our new webinar. And I think that we're at a point in the world where we all do need to take stock of, are we really living the life we want? Because I think we're all going to have to let go of some things, and I think we're all going to have to rebuild some things. The time has come for rebooting the system, or even perhaps installing a new operating system, just to use some computer analogies. And as we do that, we want to be focusing upon the foundation level of our life and not just the success motivational type courses that we could have taken from many other teachers in the past. You know, I love Tony Robbins. He's a delightful person and so helpful, and he's helped the lives of so many people. He's really, really an inspiration, and I hope to someday personally know him. But this is not the season for Tony Robbins. This is not the season when we go out and we're going to rah-rah to build this business, rah-rah to repair this type of situation, build that type of situation. This is the season when we need to look at our life and embrace the best that we are, the love that we are, and the foundation that supports us having the life that we want. So this is what we're doing, and enrollments are open. The course will begin in about 3 weeks, and it's at our usual time at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, at least 2:30 Pacific Daylight Time, adjusted to your time zone. So, well, that's kind of it for my announcements for the day, and I'd love to hear from all of you because I know we haven't been taking many calls lately, and I have some other inspirational messages for you today, but I'd like to stack them on top of what you're interested in. So, Desmond, I see you're on the call.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi. I thought it was really interesting what you were saying about Anthony Robbins, for example.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, Anthony Robbins is all rah, rah, rah. And I was at church today, and I realized that, you know, it's more about a surrender to God's will that's coming, where we're just living, for instead of ambition, we're more living from the aspirations of the heart, perhaps.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is where we will find our strength and our survival in the coming days.
Right. And speaking of survival, lots of us were wanting to come to the blessing, but we don't have the money, right?
Okay.
And I'm one. We were talking about that earlier, and some of the people were like, "Yeah, yeah, we, you know, believing in God's aspirations, and it's all coming in alignment for them." And in my case, it's not coming in alignment for me because of my my current understanding of abundance and
mm-hmm.
life and relationships and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I really do want more abundance in my life and to be able to join your next seminar and not like your lecture or whatever not a better life, but a better understanding of what was it called again?
Oh, creating the life you want.
Creating the life that you want.
Yeah, that
right.
would be an excellent course for you, Desmond. Especially
Thanks,
if you can't come to the seminar in November.
Right. I agree. Thank you. I'd love
and,
to join it.
Everybody else, first let me answer you, Desmond. I know that when the time is right for you to be here for a blessing course, the funds will be provided. And if any time along the time, you just call us if there's any way we can help you. Work toward that, save toward that, pay forward toward that, whatever you need to
right.
do, let us work with you. Because if you really are dedicated to do it, sometimes the important thing is not to test God, but to let God
right.
test you.
What do you mean?
Well, you put forward, you know, if you could only just set aside $10, you don't have to give it to us. You could put it in the piggy bank. But you label that piggy bank the blessing course.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You put it in that piggy bank. And then you let God test you as to where you can find the next $10. Sometimes we make a mistake, all of you. This is about receiving any of the blessings. We make a mistake of testing God. And God has a great sense of humor and a great way of turning that back around on us.
Okay? All right.
So just realize that on the one hand, this seminar may not be the one you're called to be at. It may be you need to do something else first.
Yeah.
You may need to get the life you want first.
Right.
Okay? But as you move toward that, let God test you. Okay? You're up to it. There is not one single one of us that is not magnificent in our ability to create the life we want, the abundance we want, and the wherewithal to do what we're supposed to be doing. But we actually stop ourselves a lot of times because we get hung up on testing others, and we get hung up on testing God. By testing others, I mean we look around and say, well, who will agree with me? Who will support me in this?
Yeah.
We all do that. And then we say, well, if God wants me to come, God will provide the funds. Or God will provide the wherewithal. You know, one of the things God wants us to do is to learn how great we are also.
Excellent.
And we don't learn that by deferring our dependency to other people. And this is a very important thing for us to think about in this season of choices, is deferring our power to the government, our power to bureaucracy, our power to dependency on others. Deferring our power to other forces does not allow us to discover how great we are.
It actually kind of takes away from the love that we are in a way, because we're compromising ourselves for what we're negotiating for.
You are so right, Desmond, and the greatest people who've ever lived found their greatness usually in hardship, usually with little to start on, and they said, you know, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
When Orville Wright started the inventions on the airplane, he didn't know what he was. He just had a great idea and a shoestring of funds and a high probability of crashing. But he didn't let it stop him. And you know, one of the great ways of getting through that is inch by inch, we let our courage work for us. Inch by inch, we allow our faith to provide. Inch by inch, we allow our joy to lift us above our fears.
Okay.
Inch by inch, we receive everything that's being given to us. And then, inch by inch, we appreciate the process of learning, earning, and working as we move toward the goal we want.
That sounds very possible if you go inch by inch. It's sometimes we get so caught up in the motion that we want to accelerate really fast, and then we get overwhelmed, and maybe we crash and burn, perhaps.
We do. And another thing, too, Desmond, that we all do is that when we create the future we want, we create it as an illusion. And that illusion has no connection to present time. As I told you last time, something very powerful I learned from my husband, Larry Jensen, is that we can only change from where we are now. You have to be where you really own the place you're in. Accept it, own it, cultivate it. It's like a piece of land that you plow and you cultivate, you fertilize, you plant the seeds on it, and you water them. And you're right here now doing that. And as they grow, you see the crop unfold. Now, from that crop, you will take seeds. You may consume some of it. You may sell some of it, which brings funds in. And then you'll save some seeds to plant a bigger field next year. But you see, that bigger field emerges from being here now cultivating what you have.
Yeah.
But so often, what we'll do is we'll sit in our easy chair, do nothing,
right,
complain about why nobody's supporting us. We worry about where our funds are coming from and why hasn't God helped us. And we sit there and create this illusion of what tomorrow will be like. And then tomorrow doesn't come like that illusion, and we feel betrayed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? We're going to cross that bridge in this course to where we're not illusionist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
We are optimistic realists. That's a term I really love to apply to myself. I ground myself in reality, but with an infinite optimism that everything that can possibly happen for the greater good is already here now. It just has to be cultivated. So, Desmond, thank you for allowing me to say that. That was actually part of my inspiration for the day. And we have another caller now, an anonymous caller. And I can't call your name, unfortunately, but you know who you are.
Hello. Is it me? Am I on?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Craig. I'm in the UK. Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Craig. Welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to share with everyone. I was recently at a festival called the Way of the Heart Festival in the UK. And JM was there, and he channeled Jeshua while at the festival, and Jeshua said to all of us that we should all ask him or demand of him that he makes our decisions for us, and he said that when we need or when we want something or we need something or we need his help, he said, no more of this sort of meek prayer where we are, you know, Jeshua, if you have a little bit of time for me, you know, when you finish helping everybody else. He said, none of that. He said, demand that he come to you, demand his support, demand whatever it is you're looking for. And he actually made one of our beloved brothers who was there practice this demand, and he sort of meekly demanded the first time, and Jeshua said, that hasn't even got me out of the cosmic swimming pool yet. And then he made him demand it again. He said, you have to really demand it with all of your being. It must really come from your entire being when you make the demand, and then it will be there. And I received a very powerful message from him during the questions and answers that he allowed us to ask. And I came back to home, you know, realizing that I had to admit that my marriage was over, and that I didn't want to be in the job that I was in and all of this stuff. And so I felt moved to resign from my job. And I, you know, my wife and I are still together. We're trying to come to terms with all of this change. There's a huge shift that's happening. And Jeshua also said, you know, to give away $100 or £100 to a perfect stranger. And it was a huge, profound experience for me to do that. Because I've had such a problem with money in my life. You know, I've created such a lack of it. And I just heard, you know, the other callers earlier. And I really challenge all of you to take $100 or whatever your currency is and just go and give it away to a perfect stranger, and see what happens in your life. Because for me, I've had the most amazing support after doing that. And I demanded, you know, that God come and show me. You know, I said, I've shown my willingness. Now you show me that you're here for me. Because he said, Jeshua told me that I really need to learn to let go and trust my Creator, that my Creator is my support, not my job, that my Creator is my most important relationship, my everything, your support, your security, your safety, your all. so come into a deep place of trust. So I demanded of him, and literally, you know, 5 minutes after the demand, I got a lovely message on my mobile phone that said, "And the truth will set you free." And then an hour or two later, I received enough money to pay off my credit card debt. And you know, it's just amazing what happens when you step up and you step into the fire and
live it. I really, really like that. And I really, really, totally agree with the content of your message. I might have used a little bit, a fewer, maybe different wording in some places, but overall, I like the fact that this communication really calls for our strength. These are the days when we have to just step forward in our strength and in our faith. Just be, you know, walk the thin edge and fly. We really have to fly. Now, in Love Without End, the way Yeshua explained that was the word command. We have all been addicted to trying to control things. And in a world in so much flux where control is so improbable, we've become weakened by the fact that we control so little. But command is another thing. We can all step up to the plate and command that which has to be. We can command the best that needs to be in our life. When something needs to occur, we can command it. And when we do, from the core of our strength, when we trust, and when we trust so much we give of ourselves into it, miracles really do happen. And so those of you who are familiar with Love Without End, in relation to what Craig said, you might want to reread what Yeshua said about the difference between command and control. Because as we feel all this loss of control in the world, there is no reason to feel any loss of command. In fact, it brings an opportunity to be more in command and to voice our strengths even more. So thank you for that contribution. And no, it was a wonderful seminar you were at. I shared many, many seminars with him in years gone by. So it brings up great memories. Is there anyone else who would like to talk now? We're actually getting very close to our end time. Actually, we are actually at our end time. So I think I would just like to welcome everyone into the actual blessing. We like to be coordinated because there are people around the world who either don't have a telephone connection or cannot currently convince themselves that they can afford the call. And I chose my wording very carefully on that. And we do preserve recordings of this, knowing that people will check in and hear the message later online, but receive the blessing now. So let us begin. I would call forth any blessing givers that wish to join us. And I know that as we are all joined in either giving or receiving, we magnify the blessings that are being given to us. And I challenge all of you to extend the range of your receiving, to extend the vigor and the expectation of your prayers, that you step beyond the doubtful, mealy-mouth, milquetoast prayers that we have all been praying, and we pray prayers of vigor, of certainty, of command, knowing that it is only God's intention for us to be strong, to be well, and to be in command of our life. And as we step up to that, as we command, as we assert ourselves, we are given in strength to more fully receive that which we are asking for. We ask for health, for wellness, for abundance, for joy, for relationships that bring us into a greater sense of unity with life and all mankind. And beyond that, we ask that God brings us all the things which are even beyond our knowing now, because we have not yet dared to pray for them. We ask that God will know that within us which we so greatly need and deserve. And perhaps it is truly the strength of giving as well as the strength of receiving. I would ask that you take your shoes and socks off, have your feet upon the ground, be prepared to receive from the earth, your head pointed to heaven, and allow your attention to drop into your heart. In your heart, just simply surrender to the spirit of prayer and the embrace of God, knowing that you are residing in your unity as you pray, that you are not praying to a deity far distant, but a presence of love that created you and it is even here now with you, knowing your every need, awaiting your readiness for it. Begin your prayer, and I will pray to Yeshua. And then the conveyance of energy will begin. And as it ends, I will let you know so that you can be in rest, peace, and quietness for at least 7 minutes as you assimilate on all levels of your body, heart, soul, and being. Beloved Yeshua, thank you for showing us who we are, the love that we are, the strength that we are, and all that we can be. Thank you for being our role model, our brother, our beloved, our friend, the one who walks with us in life, who helps us when we really do feel less than able to help ourselves. When the illusion of neediness overwhelms us and we need assistance in rising above it. But thank you also for allowing us to discover our own strength by realizing the greatness that God has put within us to be, to behold, and to become all that we need to be. Thank you for offering this blessing that we may both give it and then receive it and give it again, that we may literally be the blessing to the world as we have assimilated it and become the incarnate presence of God living the life we live, overflowing the cup of our life, that we give forth to others the love that we are. We receive through love, we assimilate through love, and then we give back to life through love. Amen. The energetic conveyance of your blessing is complete. Now go and rest, assimilate, be with God, and know that you are very loved. I look forward to being with you again next week, and have a wonderful week. Many, many blessings, and much love to all of you.